Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. For to those who fear him, there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves length of days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
Hardship is often accompanied by negative emotions such as fear, frustration, despair, and doubt. People ruled by these feelings are more likely to make poor choices. So it's important to decide now to respond to adversity as the psalmist did, with a heart of praise. Even in the darkest hours, worship fills the heart with joy and the mind with peace. It also enlarges our vision so we begin to discern how the Lord is at work in the world, perhaps in ways we haven't noticed before. We see what he's doing in our life and detect areas where obedience is required. Our tendency is to plot a course through a situation toward the easiest solution. But believers who handle things on their own do not mature in their faith. They miss out on the blessings of following the Lord's plan. Stopping to praise him protects us and directs us to the right path, namely the way of God's will. Moving forward in faith can be frightening. However, we can confidently take a risk, knowing our omniscient, omnipotent God has his children's best interest in mind. It's hard to despair while honoring God. We can dispel doubt by recalling his past faithfulness to us and ease frustration by committing our future to him. Praise is not the obvious reaction to hardship, but it is the wisest response.